Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm your host, Dr. Pat, joined here by Mr. Benny. Hello, Mr. B.
Good day, Pat.
It is a good day. What a great show we've got planned for everybody today. For most of you out there, I think, Benny, everyone knows that the later half-hour show will be something different. I guess it's kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, the University of Washington women's basketball team has advanced to another round in their Pac-12 tournament. So the next hour after this first hour is going to be preempted by the pregame for that. And so we're going to be shortening up Dr. Pat just a little bit today.
Absolutely, but I got to say to those Husky ladies, go Huskies.
That's right.
Man, what's good news, isn't it, Benny?
Absolutely it is. Sure. This actually, the further they get in the tournament, the chances of them going to the big dance, you know, them in the rankings. So we wish them well.
Exactly right. Well, today we've got a great show for all of you out there. I mean, it's kind of the same idea. It's got the same feel to it, you know, because every once in a while we have to step back and take a look at our lives and, you know, get those pom-poms out and start to do a little cheerleading for ourselves. You know, but the question becomes, in just about all areas, we get those pom-poms out, except when it comes to our health. You know, there is such confusion about, you know, what is out there, what works for us, what doesn't work for us, and what science actually does say. Well, that's why we're doing today's show with someone that knows a lot about this. Joining me here today, Dr. Lissa Rankin, integrative medicine physician, author, speaker, artist, founder of the online health and wellness community, owningpink.com. Great place. Check it out, everybody. Owningpink.com. And, you know, talk about looking at our health care system. When we take a look at what it means to be part of the pink medicine revolution, as she'll talk about here today, and about this juicy book that's coming out, Mind Over Medicine, Scientific Proof You Can Heal Yourself, this is a show that will give you not just inspiration, but will help all of us understand what can be the reality for ourselves to truly heal ourselves. Dr. Rankin, it is so good. Lissa, great to have you here. Big topic, and I want to thank you for joining us on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be here.
All right. You know, let's start with you. What has got you all fired up about creating this revolution? And stepping into the forefront and saying, here I am, and I'm part of the revolution. That's you.
Well, I think as most revolutions begin, it began at home. So when I was in my 20s, I had a whole series of health problems. When I was neurotic 20-year-old medical student, I got diagnosed with shingles. I had these painful blisters all over my abdomen. I couldn't even wear any clothes. But, you know, they gave me drugs. They gave me all kinds of steroids, but nobody once asked me whether I was so stressed about school that I was thinking about dropping out.
Wow.
And then, you know, I was like a 24-year-old medical student, a third-year medical student by that point, and I was on my rounds in the ICU, and all of a sudden my heart started pounding. I could feel the blood rushing in my ears, and my chest was tight. I checked my pulse, and it was 230 beats per minute. So they diagnosed me with paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, which is a fancy name for saying your heart's totally going out of whack and the node isn't in charge. And one thing after another, I got diagnosed with high blood pressure. I had really severe allergies such that every time my veterinarian husband came home and kissed me, I'd go into a massive attack. I was taking 7 pharmaceuticals by the time I was 30 years old. And nobody once asked me what else was going on in my life. They just kept throwing drugs at me and doing more tests. And all of my symptoms were still out of control. And it wasn't until I was 36 and I went through what I came to call my perfect storm, where I gave birth to my daughter. My dog died. My healthy 33-year-old brother wound up in full-blown liver failure as a side effect from the antibiotic Zithromax. And then my father passed away from a brain tumor all in 2 weeks.
And
it was one of those life-changing moments. You know, they say that when your life falls apart, you either grow or you grow a tumor. And in that moment, I guess I decided to not grow any more tumors.
Yeah, I guess.
And it started me on this quest to find out what really predisposes us to illness and what really makes us well. Because what I was finding, you know, after 12 years of medical education and after a lot of healthcare needs myself, I was finding that what we were doing wasn't working for a big majority of the patients. And I came to realize that disease, you know, I've now categorized diseases into three different categories, what I call D1, D2, and D3 diseases, where D1 diseases are what you might call purely biochemical, and D3 diseases, one might argue, are based purely on emotional, psychological, and spiritual factors. And then D2 diseases are kind of in the middle, like, and that's most illness. There's a biochemical component, but there's this whole other set of factors that contribute to what makes us sick. So I got really fascinated with that, and I dug deep into the literature, and that's what I've been up to lately.
Well, let's talk about this and define for everybody when we talk about illness and disease what the range is. You know, because right now I just did a show previously where I talked about one of the fastest growing segments of disease in our illness in our country right now is mental illness. And it's kind of getting, you know, swept under the carpet. And I think you would know a little bit about that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, mental illness very, very often, when people are coming into the doctor's office, they're not complaining of, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling anxious. You know, they're complaining of somatic symptoms. So they're feeling it in their body. They're complaining of, you know, feeling nauseated or having abdominal pain or having a stiff back or, you know, other somatic symptoms like that. So it's not just the people that are showing up saying, I have mental illness. It's that these things get manifested by the body. I'm a big believer in the fact that the body speaks to us in whispers. And if we listen to those whispers, then very often we can stave off real biochemical disease. But if we don't, if we ignore the whispers of the body, then the body starts to yell.
So let's take a moment and, you know, reflect on, you know, what you're doing and definitely reflect upon the fact that, you know, we are really talking mind over medicine here and scientific proof you can heal yourself because we're battling something here, Dr. Lissa. We're battling an entire system, right?
I mean, absolutely.
You and I have been doing this for a while. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know about you. But I think I got a few battle scars on here. But let's talk about this. Why do we need to battle the system? Why do we need to really be spokespeople for mind over medicine?
You know, our healthcare system is so broken right now. And I came out the other end of my perfect storm with total full-blown post-traumatic stress disorder related to my experience in 12 years of medical education and 8 years of practice. So, even as somebody from the inside, you know, I can tell you, and it's not just me, there are many, many doctors that are very scarred by the system. And so we become perpetrators, unwittingly, we become perpetrators. And the very people that we're trying to serve, the very patients that we're trying to care for and love and help back to health, we may actually hurt. And so I've become a big proponent of trying to heal my profession because we can't serve the people that we're trying to serve when we ourselves are victims. So it's really system-wide. It's, you know, patients are frustrated with doctors. Doctors are very frustrated with the system right now. You know, there's managed care influences. There's big pharma. There's, you know, the malpractice in lawyers that are chasing after ambulances. There's so many dysfunctions in the system. And politics isn't going to be able to cure it. It really is going to have to be a grassroots effort, and it has to come back to healing the doctor-patient relationship so the doctors can actually begin to open their minds to the fact that we as patients have the power to heal ourselves. And that's what I wound up doing for myself. I'm now off all of my drugs except half of the dose of one of my pills, and all of my symptoms are gone. I had like 7 health conditions, and all of them are gone not because of anything my physicians did, but because of what I realized I needed to do for myself. And so that's how I've been working with patients now, is really helping them make the diagnosis of what's out of alignment in their life. What in their life are they not living their truth in, and how they can write the prescription for themselves. So I think the industry needs to recognize that, and there's tons of data in the scientific literature. I mean, I'm talking the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, like real peer-reviewed medical literature that proves that we have the power to heal ourselves. And I think, honestly, from within the system, it's like a narcissistic wound for physicians to really embrace that. But once we do, we can actually become facilitators. And it's not that we're unnecessary. It's not that Western medicine shouldn't be utilized. It's that I think we need to focus on identifying and treating any purely biochemical components of disease, but then also helping our patients to really tap into other root causes of illness so that they can figure out what else in their life needs to be healed.
I think this is, first of all, I want to thank you for doing what you do, because this is a topic that really does need to reach, the mainstream. And, part of this is believing that we actually have the power to heal ourselves. I mean, this is also part of it. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break. Dr. Lisa Rankin joining me here today. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, what steps we should take. Do you go to the doctor? What happens if you try to cure yourself, but you still end up sick? What is this journey all about? What has she learned? And what are some of the very, very clear steps that each of us can take to make sure that we're looking at what is really important to optimal health? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. And I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever thought that you could live the essence of gratitude? By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy. Magic starts to appear when we connect ourselves to the essence of gratitude. The openness of our heart allows each one of us to express abundance and creativity in all areas of life. Create your own personalized work of art in the form of a mandala. The goal of this Essence of Gratitude mandala is to harmonize you with the vibration of gratitude and to help you to integrate it so that it becomes second nature to you and that it supports you in the manifestation of the life of your dreams. To get your mandala infused with the Essence of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's HERBAN wellness.net.
everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I have to tell you, one of the most anticipated books, at least for me, I can't believe I'm going to have to wait this long. One of the most anticipated books that I have down on my list to get in 2013, when this book comes out, is Mind Over Medicine, Scientific Proof You Can Heal Yourself, Dr. Lisa Rankin, who's my guest today. Now, it doesn't mean you have to wait, because if you go to her website, you're going to see that she blogs about this. She's been somebody that has been in the forefront of this message. Why? Because she, like me, has had some pain around this in our lives. That's why we kind of get up every day and do what we do, because we don't want folks, all of you listening to the show, to necessarily have to go down the road that we've been down. That's why this information is so relevant. It's so important. Go to the website owningpink.com. Check that out, owningpink.com. That's a website. You'll find out a couple of interesting things. First and foremost, Virgo full moon right now. Dr. Lisa, thank you for joining me. It is so cool. I am so eager. I'm thrilled to be talking with you. And I just interviewed Alan Locos, who wrote a book on patience. So now I can integrate patience into waiting for your book.
Well, that's certainly important.
What a riot. Let's just talk for a little bit about some of the things I mentioned before the break. You know, we have to believe that we have the power to heal. Louise Hay, as all of us know, came out of nowhere to talk about the power of healing ourselves. Now, let's fast forward, 30 years, 20 years, and let's take a look at what you're talking about. Now you come forward and say, hello, there is scientific proof. And boy, did I do some research on this. Tell us about the book. Tell us about your journey to get this book finished. And a few of the things, perhaps, that you discovered.
Well, you know, when I started, I read Louise Hay's book a few years ago, and, you know, it was so compelling to me, but I'm a scientist. I'm a physician. I was trained to look for evidence-based medicine. And so when I read it, it resonated with me, and yet the skeptic part of me said, prove it. So I wound up going on this quest to say, okay, is it possible that by changing our thoughts, we can actually change the physiology of our bodies. And I started digging deep into the literature, and the first thing I found that was really fascinating to me was all of the data around the placebo effect. So we've all heard of the placebo effect, and certainly in the medical world, it actually gets kind of a bad rap because it kind of screws up studies when, you know, when the FDA, they're trying to get FDA approval for a new pharmaceutical, and it turns out that, wow, the drug has a 75% treatment effect. 75% of people get better, but oh no, 75% of the people taking a sugar pill also got better, which is what most of the data for antidepressants shows, for example. So, all you know, if you look at all studies, the placebo effect ranges from about 18% to about 75%. So in every study, there's a treatment effect just from somebody believing that they're going to get well and having the support of a physician who also believes they're going to get well. So I got really curious about that, and there's tons of data about the placebo effect. And what I found, this was fascinating to me, is that it's not just that people believe they're going to get better and then they're better in their minds. There's actually physiological effects that happen in the body. So, for example, when a person with irritable bowel syndrome takes a placebo and then you go in and you look at the colon afterwards, or you measure the activity in the stomach, or you measure somebody's lung reactivity, or you look at their skin based on what you know how their skin is reacting. All of these different diseases, when they're treated with a placebo, there's physiological effects that you can measure. Like, for example, people in the Rogaine study, those who got the placebo actually grew hair.
Right.
You know, that was fascinating to me. So it's not
startling.
It's startling. And there's so much data about that. It really, really blew my mind. So it's not just that we think we're getting better. It's that we actually are getting better. It's triggering these physiological mechanisms. And, you know, there is data to support what those mechanisms might be. Perhaps we make endorphins, and those have a healing effect. We reduce cortisol, which is one of the stress hormones. We drop adrenaline levels. We fill our bodies with healthy, you know, relaxing hormones like oxytocin. We improve our immune systems. So there certainly is theoretical data about how that happens, but I was just blown away by this. And the other thing that really blew me away is when I started investigating all of these patients that were doing everything right and they were still sick. I ran an integrative medicine practice in Marin County, and these people are the choir. I mean, they drink their green juice every morning. They have personal trainers. They're sleeping 8 hours a night. They're taking 20 supplements, and they were still sick as dogs. So I was really, really fascinated with what is it that really makes people healthy and what really makes them sick, because they were doing all of the right things biochemically that I was taught in medical school are important, and they were still sick. So I started digging into the literature, and what I discovered is that it's not just treating the biochemical aspects of health. It's not just treating the body, and that actually caring for the body may be the least important part of being healthy. And what I discovered is that the most important part is being true to who you are, tapping into what I call your inner pilot light, and having a healthy professional life, having healthy relationships, expressing yourself creatively, feeling spiritually connected, having a healthy sex life, surrounding yourself with a healthy environment, being financially healthy, having a healthy mental state, and of course, taking care of the body is still important. But it's just one piece of a whole puzzle of what I've created a new wellness model that I call the Whole Health Cairn. And it's based on assessing each of those aspects of your life to determine which of them might be out of alignment with your own truth, and using that as a diagnostic tool to diagnose what is it that your body needs in order to heal. And that's a question I ask all the time. What does your body need in order to heal? When I first started I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, this is really so cool, you know, because look at the timing of this. You know, the timing of this is your book, of course, and you coming out and being a spokesperson about this all along, some of the studies that you've discovered. And then, you know, and then what was it? Was it 2 weeks ago or, I don't know, in February, a couple of weeks on 60 Minutes, you get this Harvard doctor that comes out and says that, you know, we're wasting our time pretty much with medication for depression. And by the way, we might as well be given placebo to everyone for treatment. I mean, isn't this interesting that this conversation is really coming to the forefront and people that are doctors are really a little ticked off about the state of the medical profession right now? Isn't it? Do you find this fascinating? Are we coming on some kind of, you know, cosmic convergence here,
yes.
Dr. Lisa?
We are. We are. I think there's been people kind of speaking about this. Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen and Dr. Bernie Siegel and Larry Dossey and Deepak Chopra, and there's been people that have been talking about this for decades, but it's like everybody has been in their own little puddle, and all it's going to take is one big rain to coalesce everybody into a tsunami that nobody's going to be able to ignore anymore. So I'm really blessed to be kind of among some of these leaders that are bringing this to the forefront, and there's some amazing people right now that are really getting attention in the popular media. Ted Kaptick is a professor at Harvard, and that may have, I don't know if he was on 60 Minutes, but he's recently been on NPR. He was in the New York Times. He was written up in the New Yorker. And he runs a program that's all about studying whether we should be harnessing the power of the placebo. And it's called the Program for Placebo Studies and the Therapeutic Relationship. And he's doing some mind-blowing research that he's heavily quoted in my book. So there are some real pioneers out there that are saying, wait a minute, maybe we've got it all wrong. And again, I'm not trying to dismiss conventional medicine. I absolutely, if you have cancer, go get your chemotherapy, like have your surgery, like take care of the biochemical elements of things. But what I've discovered is that if that's all you're doing, if you're treating the biochemistry without treating the emotional, psychological, and spiritual root causes of illness, you just wind up with another illness.
But I think that's what we are talking about. I mean, you know, let's talk about, you know, let's just lay this out because this is very cool. You know, one of the things that I know you're talking about is, look, if you break your arm, you got to go get it fixed.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like, I don't know about your mom or dad or, you know, I know about mine. I grew up in the Bronx, you know, and we were always told. I was always told because I always liked to climb the monkey bars and get right at the top. Always liked to do that. From a very young age, love couldn't get weight together. Always told, though, if you climb those monkey bars and you get on the top, make sure you don't stand on the very, very top because you may fall. Good advice. What we're saying is, in the scheme of things, right, Dr. Lisa, in health and wellness, we're kind of giving the same message now that says, if you're going to live your life, here are some of the things you want to be mindful about that will help you avoid what may happen to you from a body, from a physical point of view and a mental point of view.
Absolutely.
Now, if you get this thing, right, if you get whatever it is, it could be anything, go get it treated the best way you can. But understand that you have the power. This is what I hear you saying. Understand that you have the power to prevent it from coming back.
Yes, and also that most medical treatments that we have out there do not facilitate cure. So in other words, somebody has diabetes,
right,
they can go to the doctor and they can get insulin, and that'll help keep their blood sugar down. But most of the chronic diseases that we're treating are not cured by biochemistry alone. But I believe that every disease is potentially curable, and that often the cure may come from within, or the cure may come from divine intervention, if you want to go there. But I really believe that, you know, this whole languaging even that we use in the medical profession, calling things chronic, calling them terminal, using words like incurable, it's a form of medical hexing. And I think we need to stop doing that and start recognizing for people that there is always the potential for cure. And I didn't believe this until I looked at a program that the Institute of Noetic Science has put together. It's actually online. You can find it at noetic.org. They've put together something called the Spontaneous Remission Project, and it's 3,500-plus case studies in the medical literature of patients that have cured themselves from stage 4 cancer, diabetes, gunshot wound to the head, like HIV-positive person who became HIV-negative. You name it. Like, if you think your disease is incurable, go look at the Spontaneous Remission Project, and it will blow your freaking mind, because there's so much data out there showing that all of these people that the medical profession had basically written off as, this is incurable, there's nothing we can do. And those people then went on to get better without treatment. It really blew my mind.
All of this is blowing our minds. And when we come back from break, everybody, we're going to give you specific information about that. But here's the question I want you to ponder while we're away. What do you think is one of the fastest growing segments right now of illness / disease in our population? What do you think it is? One of the fastest growing. And why do you think in this fastest growing body of illness, disease, very few, if any, doctors use the word cure? We're going to take a break. Dr. Lisa Rankin joining us here today. We are just getting fired up. We're not quite fired up there. When I come back, I'll also give you that information about the placebo studies program at Harvard. And I believe Dr. Irvin Kirsch is the associate director. Lots of information. And you got to ask yourself the question, are you ready to heal yourself? That's the greatest challenge.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Going under the knife for a spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am going to predict that when this book comes out, this book is going to be a best-selling book on all of the categories, including the New York Times. It is Mind Over Medicine, Scientific Proof You Can Heal Yourself with Dr. Alyssa Rankin. She's joining me here today. We are getting one of the first, I will tell you, one of the first sneak previews of the book and her work and what's going to be revealed. So everybody out there, this is like an incredible honor to be talking with her and to really get insight on why she's so fired up about this. Dr. Alyssa, thank you for joining me here today. It's really awesome to have you, and I hope you are going to come back when this book is actually out there.
Oh, you can count on it. I'll be there.
All right. So here's one of the things that I want to say to you right now, and that is, before the break, I kind of talked to what some doctors are saying, some of them, and I think quite a few, is one of the fastest-growing categories of disease right now. It has one of the largest, quote, buckets, shall I say, and is one of the most challenging, according to the medical profession, to treat. The flip side of it is you rarely will hear a doctor say, come on in, we're going to cure you from this. And what I'm talking about is the bucket. I call them buckets. Please correct me. I know that's not a scientific term. The bucket is called autoimmune. Now, let's talk about it, and I would love for you to tell people what autoimmune is and whether you agree with this or not.
Well, autoimmune diseases in general, it's a big category of disease that basically means your body is fighting itself. So you're making autoantibodies usually against a part of yourself. So this can cause thyroid disease, it can cause multiple sclerosis, it can cause lupus, and there's multiple different diseases that fall under that bucket, for lack of a better word, of autoimmune diseases. But I think one of the things that's important for anybody with an autoimmune disease to know is that this is one of the categories of disease that is most amenable to self-healing. And it's one of the ones that's least treatable from a biochemical perspective. But that's actually good news. I think sometimes people get so frustrated when they go in and they're told by their doctor that this is incurable. But what I think is really exciting is, for example, a category of disease that's very hard to self-heal is something that's purely biochemical, like Down syndrome or cystic fibrosis, where you have an extra chromosome or a piece of your gene is missing. I'm not ever saying that something can't be cured because I do believe in miracles, but it's certainly those diseases are much less amenable to a self-healing process, whereas things like autoimmune diseases, because there is less of a biochemical explanation, it actually is much more amenable to the process of self-healing. So if anybody's out there and suffering from an autoimmune disease, once again, I want to ask you, what does your body need in order to heal? When I first started asking my patients this question, I really thought they were going to give me treatment intuitions, like, oh, well, I think I'll skip the Prozac and I'll go with the 5-HTP supplement instead, or maybe I'll get the surgery or maybe not, and that's not what people told me. When I'd ask them, what does your body need in order to heal, they'd say things like, I need to leave my husband. I need to quit my job. It's time to put my mother in a nursing home. You know, I need to forgive my father for molesting me when I was a child. And then they'd look at me and say, but wait a minute, I can't do that. And I'd say, fine, do you want to stay sick? Do you want to die young? And it's been amazing for me. The patients that I've worked with, those that are actually willing to make the changes to diagnose why they're really sick and to write the prescription for themselves and to have the courage to heal, because trust me, healing is not for the faint of heart. But those that are brave enough to do it, the results can be absolutely miraculous. And I think by doing that, what we do is we make our bodies ripe for miracles. So that doesn't mean everybody's going to be cured. But I think it optimizes the chance for the body to activate those physiological self-healing mechanisms that science proves exist within us. And once we do that, that's all we can do. We can balance our truth. We can live to be honest with who we are. We can, you know, put into place those self-healing changes in our lives. And then we have to ultimately let go, and that's where the surrender comes in.
I think this is such an important conversation. I mean, you know, about what goes on. And by the way, wouldn't you agree that you'd be hard pressed to find a medical doctor that would say that there is a cure for autoimmune disease, correct?
Yes.
I mean, we use the term remission.
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, right? It's an interesting term. But you know, let's kind of just, you know, kind of break this down for a little bit. I mean, the whole notion that the immune system is attacking itself has become a metaphor in a lot of ways in the natural world. But more importantly, when you flip the coin and let's say and take a bigger look at this, right? One of the things you find is, especially in the natural medicine field, that the immune system is attacking it something because there may actually be something there. And isn't that kind of an interesting dichotomy between the two perspectives, you see?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, we're exposed, our bodies are exposed to more foreign substances than ever in the history of mankind these days, with all of the environmental toxins, all of the terrible things that are in our fake food. So, you know, nobody really knows why there's such a rise in autoimmune diseases. Nobody knows really what causes them. So we haven't been able to identify, oh, it's this gene or it's this, you know, it's this chemical or it's this imbalance or this enzyme isn't doing its thing or whatever. All we see is sort of the end product of what's happening. But I think it certainly is curious that not only is it happening at a time where we're surrounded by all of these things that we know are separating us from the natural world. But it's also happening at a time where we are under more and more stress to be superhuman. And I think in the process of doing that, so many of us cover ourselves up with masks. I mean, we're trying to be what we think everybody wants us to be. We're trying to please everybody but ourselves. And in doing so, we've forgotten who we are. So we're separated not just from the natural world, but from our true nature, from our true state of selfhood. And in doing that, the body rebels. The body doesn't know what to do with this chaos that we've been thrown into, both physically, you know, in the natural world, the unnatural world, and emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually in this time in which we are constantly trying to be something that we're not.
You know, you bring up a very good point, and I really want to make sure we address it. I addressed it on the previous show, is these are trying times. You know, you talk about the stress of being in a program, you know, to become a doctor and the stress associated with that. How do you think we're doing from a medical point of view in helping people deal with stress, anxiety, and fear right now?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we've categorized things into physical health and mental health. So somebody comes in, and if they have, you know, a biochemically explainable illness, for example, we don't even consider that there might be emotional or mental, you know, elements of that disease. We sort of break them down. And then if somebody comes in and we can't find anything abnormal on a lab test or on an x-ray or we do a surgery and we can't find anything, then we label them mental. And now it's, here's a card, go see a shrink. And that's not the answer either. So I think it's really about the integration of the two. I think we're not doing a good job in the medical profession of integrating all of that. And in the history of medicine, that was always part of practicing medicine. If you look at the ancient shamans, if you look at even physicians 100 years ago, we didn't have so many biochemical treatments. And so we knew that one of the most important things we did was to sit at the bedside and just love someone, to just hold sacred space for them to have the experience of being sick, and to support the family, and to listen, and to be a healer. And I think because of the growth of our technology, the growth of our ability to treat things biochemically, we've somehow lost that, and we've outsourced it. We've said, okay, you can talk to your therapist about that, or you can talk to your life coach about that. But I think it's become more and more dissociated from conventional medicine, and that's a huge mistake.
Well, you know, I mean, this is really, I love that you brought this up because, you know, if we go back in time and we look at sort of cultural assessment and actually progression, you know, and you go back to even the earliest and earliest of time before man could actually even talk, the way that expression got portrayed was through an emotional reaction. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, it's like if you saw a big animal coming and you didn't have a word for it, you looked scared to death. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Well,
and now,
in modern society, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but you're right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, in modern society, we're activating those physiological mechanisms all the time. So it used to be, you know, we had these fight or flight mechanisms that would get revved up when the cave bear was coming after us. And absolutely, you needed it. It was life-saving at that point. But we're walking around in fight or flight now. We're walking around in a constant state of stress. Our cortisol levels are high. Our adrenaline levels are high. And so those hormones are great when you need to run away from a cave bear. But when they're chronically high, they start to disintegrate the body. And so, you know, I think one of the most important things we have to do is we have to retrain the body to be in a constant state of relaxation unless we need to run away from a cave bear, which is maybe, what, 1% of the time in our lives. Do we have to, like, you know, run away from the car that almost hit us or whatever? It's, you know, and I think there are many, many practices, and that's where I think we have to, as individuals, tap into what works for us. But for me, for example, one of the most important things I do to calm down my nervous system is I live by the ocean where the mountains and the redwoods meet in Northern California, and I meditate outside. And I sit there in just a state of silence, and I just let nature heal me. I think each of us we all need to find the ways that works for us to let our biochemistry relax.
I know. One of the things we'll talk about when we come back from break is, you know, if there is anything that you could do in the moment, if there's anything that Dr. Alyssa would advise that we do, it's actually something that isn't even about doing. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. What a great show. Go to the website, owningpink.com. Lots of information about Dr. Alyssa, the upcoming book, and her blog is fabulous. When we come back, we'll be talking about something that we want you to not do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am thrilled to be here with all of you. Dr. Alyssa Rankin joining me here today. Wow, I'm so glad we had this time to spend together. Dr. Alyssa, I was saying, before the break, what are some of the things that, it's not actually about doing anything else, but it's more in reference to what you said. If we were to stop a few things and just spend more time being, it would be great. But it really does beg a different question, and that is, do we really believe we can heal ourselves, and do we really want to heal, doesn't it? I mean, it sounds absolutely. A little crazy.
Absolutely. I think it's really about that trust, about developing that faith in the physiological mechanisms that we all have, and that's part of what I'm really trying to prove to people in my upcoming book is, look, here's the proof. Because I think you're right. I think a lot of people don't believe. They don't have the faith. And as long as they don't have the faith, then, even if the conscious mind believes but the unconscious mind doesn't, then it's impossible. So a lot of what I'm teaching in the book is ways to change not just the conscious mind but the unconscious mind, that part of the mind that has been programmed by the time we're six, by other people, that, no, you can't heal yourself. You have to go to the doctor. You have to call the ambulance. You have to go to the emergency room. That your healing lies outside of you and that, you can't trust yourself to do it. So one of the things that I'm encouraging to my patients and my readers and to all of you who are listening is to tap into that part of yourself that I call your inner pilot light. And this is your inner healer. This is that 100% radiant, always sparkly, kind of divine spark within you that knows what you need. But in order to hear the voice of your inner pilot light, you have to have stillness. When you're surrounding yourself with busyness, when you're on the go all the time, running from the cave bear 24/7, you can't hear that voice. So one of the things that I offer to my community, and you can sign up for this on owningpink.com, is something I call the daily flame. And it's messages from your inner pilot light, basically messages from you to you, from that deep, true part of yourself, to the part of yourself, the ego, the part of yourself that identifies as separate from everybody else. And I think when we're able to really develop a connection with that part of that healing part of ourselves, then we can start to hear the answers of what it's going to take. And then the next step is getting out of your own way to be brave enough to actually do what it is that your inner pilot light is telling you, and to trust that if you do that, you will get better. And I've seen it time and time again. The stories are just truly miraculous.
Well, I think actually that's what we're really talking about, is being able to take the notion of a miracle and have it become sort of the norm, especially when it comes to our health and wellness. I asked someone, I interviewed a gentleman about, I think it was about 4 years ago, who claimed that everything, the mind could control everything, illness, everything. So when I asked him in a very interesting question, he had really a contradictory answer. I said, well, if the mind can control everything, then in fact, can't we all live forever? If the mind is that powerful, can't the mind control the body? Can't the mind control aging? Can't the mind, ensure that every organ, every minute of the day works perfectly so that we can live forever except for natural disaster? And was kind of interesting. He basically said no. And so we're faced with this challenge of believing, in fact, that we have these powers. You see, Dr. Alyssa, because I actually think we have the power to do that.
Yeah, and see, this was the hardest part of my book for me to write because, like I said, I have a hard time telling somebody with Down syndrome that there's something disordered in your mind, and if only you can fix what's wrong with your mind, you will get rid of that extra chromosome and be like everybody else. I think there are things that are purely biochemical, and I think there are things that are purely accidents. My friend Tricia was jumping on her rebounder. She was having this joyful time, and the rebounder snapped up together, the trampoline, and it snapped her arm in half. And she had to get surgery. And she said to me, "Do you think I could have healed my arm?" And I said, "You know, anything's possible, but I think it's good you got surgery." So I think it's really hard to talk about this without suggesting that people are somehow doing something wrong if they're sick.
Exactly.
That there's blame or fault or anything like that.
Exactly.
And that has no place in the healing relationship. No place. And that's my beef with some of the people that are out there talking about self-healing, is that they basically are saying, well, if you're still sick, then you're not believing enough. You're not having enough faith. You're not thinking the right thoughts. You're not doing a good job healing yourself. And I'm sorry, but that's just not okay. That is not helpful. And
helpful for a lot of reasons, because first and foremost, Dr. Lissa, we know that blame, shame, guilt, they don't contribute to healing.
No, that makes you sick.
I know it does. I don't think anybody brings on their disease. I don't think anybody in their right mind would do that, not even in their right mind. I don't think that's the way that works either.
And I'm a very spiritual person, but I also don't believe in some, like, damning God that's out there cursing people. You know, but I do think that sometimes being sick is part of the master plan. That being sick, we're supposed to be sick in order to learn some karmic lesson, to, like, learn what it is we're supposed to learn in this life. And for some of us, that means we learn it and then we get well. And for others, it means we actually have more power to do what it is we're here to do on this earth by being sick. So, for example, my friend Chris Carr, she wrote a great book, Crazy Sexy Diet. And she has stage 4 cancer that they basically have told her is incurable and that there's no treatment. And she's had this stage 4 cancer now for, I think, almost 10 years. And bless her heart, she has done everything you can possibly do to heal yourself. She's a big proponent of drinking your green juice and getting in line spiritually and taking care of your emotional needs and really doing everything that's in my book. And she still has stage 4 cancer. It's not getting worse. It's not spreading, but it's still there. But I think the fact that she's able to teach what she's teaching from a place of somebody who's thriving with stage 4 cancer is part of her journey. And that doesn't mean she's not doing it right.
I love this. And I'm so glad we did wind this up, because so often when we talk about healing yourself, and especially your book, Mind Over Medicine, you know, it can be misunderstood that what I say on air or what other people say is that, you know, we have called into our life this autoimmune disease. Really? Do you think that maybe I wanted to have this much pain in my body? You know, I love that we talked about this and ended the show like this, because that is not a place of peace for anybody.
No, and that's not a place within which you can sit to attract wellness.
Not at all.
There's no place for that.
Not at all. And, you know, whoever you are out there listening to the show, first and foremost, love yourself.
Yes.
Whatever condition you've got going on, no. That is not something you wrote down and called into your life and said, I would love to manifest this. But, right, Dr. Lissa, it is something that we can and you can share with them to help them take care and reverse whatever it is going on.
Well, I think I love my friend Dr. Christiane Northrup says, we're not responsible for our disease, we're responsible to our disease. And I love that, because it basically means, okay, you didn't necessarily ask this to show up, but it's here, so what can you learn from it? What is your disease trying to teach you? And I actually have my patients write letters to their symptom. So if you have a headache, dear headache, what are you trying to tell me? And then have your headache write you a letter. Dear you, love your headache. And actually use your illness to learn some of your lessons. What is it that you're here on this earth to learn? And let your illness be your teacher. And when you actually learn the lessons you're supposed to learn from your illness, miracles truly can happen.
I love it. Thank you for joining us here today. What a great show, everybody. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Don't forget, go check out Dr. Lissa, her upcoming book, and owningpink.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Transformationtalkradio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.